So there's this place that Keith needs to go there, man. It's in Mexico. There's this little restaurant. They sell rat soup.
Rat soup.
If you look it up, yeah, taco caldo de rata.
Rata is crazy.
And there's lines. And there's lines. Just like, I think people just go for the hype or
the hype. What's the hype?
Rats. Here's how they try to make themselves feel better. They're saying like, oh, but they're not rats, city rats. They're like rats from the field, bro. Like I always say, like
as if that's better.
What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again, another episode of the On the Run podcast, man. This week, we welcome back our first third-time visitor, man. We got Jose the Taco Guy in the studio with us today. What's going on, Jose?
Not much, man. Thanks for the invite again, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got Noah here and Alfredo here as well. But yeah, this episode, we really wanted to sort of break down, just give y'all a funny episode and talk about some Hispanic culture slash Mexican culture kind of stuff. To start off, though, I will say, I want Noah to talk to us about this because he always sends these reels in the group chat, the Mexican Jordans.
Oh, no, we talked about that on the pod like a long time ago.
Did we?
Yeah, no, because...
oh, we did in the Ryan Garcia.
Exactly, yeah. The Team Jordans and shit.
Y'all know about those?
No, I've seen them. Are they the ones that have the little Mexican flag on it?
No, not those.
No? Okay. I'll explain what Team Jordans are. Mexican Jordans, excuse me, but Mexican Jordans basically are all the Jordans that you could buy that aren't like, you know, the classic retros. Mexican Jordans basically is a term from social media that is just saying like all the Jordans nobody wants.
All right.
Yeah.
So I guess we have this stereotype of we don't know what the real Jordans are, so we always get like the regular Team Jordans and shit. I don't know if y'all ever had a situation like that.
I always wore DCs growing up because that was like the cheapest things you could get at
DCs.
DCs. Yeah. He was on some skate shit.
He was on that Metal Militia.
Famous. What was that shit? Famous straps. Yeah.
I used to wear Osiris pants.
Osiris.
Yeah. Like I would DC look at right? Osiris. I'm like, damn, those look fire. Like, I want those.
All right. Did y'all ever have anything that you got clowned on for wearing as a kid?
Shit.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, a few things. Let me think. You can go first.
All right. Think. Yeah, so when I was a kid, man, like I was born in Southern California, right? My niece, she's my age. She used to like to mess with me. So, my mom would be like, is this too small for him? Like, you know, throwing clothes away or selling them. And my niece would always say, yeah, it still fits him. So I used to walk around with like some tight ass pants and shirts, like showing my belly button. So like, I used to get clowned out of school and that, bro.
No way.
I think I can't remember right now like an example from my childhood, but an example I got is pretty recent. This was I was in college and I bought some jeans from y'all ever been to Forever 21?
Yeah.
Okay, but Forever 21 has a men's section, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, but it's like a small, right?
Very small. Yeah, it's a small,
it's like
portion.
A little corner.
Yeah, so I bought these jeans. They look like you remember the Balmain biker jeans?
Yeah,
they was like some bootlegs of these, right?
But it had the zipper at the bottom.
Right, now the zipper and the knee pad. Whatever, and like they were gray, right? So these cheap ass jeans, bro. What happened was like I guess I was driving like to and back from UNLV, and like I guess I didn't have no tint on my windshield, so like the top, where your thighs are, this shit was turning like rust colored.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why, right? So this shit, top of this shit would be rust, and then the rest of the pants were gray. And bro, the homies, I went to the library one day, because that's where we used to hang out, the second floor of the library. Man, they got on my ass for like, I think like an hour straight, bro. These motherfuckers turned into Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy in their prime, bro. The way they was cooking my ass, I was just like, dog. I threw them bitches in the trash as soon as I got home. Fuck them goddamn
never
jeans.
Went back never. To Forever 21.
Never. Not, no. Never again. Nah.
You got one, Alfredo?
What is it? I used to wear short socks. So people would be like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I don't know.
Oh, like ankle socks?
Ankle socks, yeah. But now I'm on long socks. I've committed. I've gone to.
Oh, like these? Like the short
socks? Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Nah, for me, bro, I'll never forget this, right? I'm gonna stay on this till the day I die. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember in I guess like when I was in middle school, so you might have been a little older, you might have been a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
People started wearing Vans and Converse. Y'all remember that era?
Mm. Oh, like just the shoes separate?
Yeah. So I think I was like in sixth or seventh grade, right? I used to ride the bus home. Yeah. And I remember I was going home,
yeah,
and there was this girl that kind of lived in my neighborhood, right? We was all walking home. We all knew each other and shit. Mm-hmm. And I had Converse on. I think I was in sixth or seventh grade. I had Converse on. Everybody else was wearing Vans, right? Mm-hmm. And she literally was like, "Why are you wearing Converse?" or some shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like trying to clown me and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What do you mean? Like who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. I fuck with Converse." Mm-hmm. And literally the next year, like that was like springtime, summer comes, the next year everybody's wearing Converse. And I seen that girl wear Converse. I was like, "Mm-hmm."
I told you.
I was on that way. I was a trendsetter. All of y'all. Y'all following me.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that, bro, to this day. But yeah, I mean, that was really my only experience trying to like get clowned on for wearing stuff.
I know there's other times. I just can't remember them right now.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
Oh, Crocs, too. I remember in high school, I think it was in ninth grade, I had a pair of Crocs, and they were so comfortable, bro. I used to wear them like all the time. And people used to be like, "Why are you wearing Crocs? Like those ugly ass shoes."
Yeah.
Look at everybody now.
Facts.
Tell y'all, man.
Crazy now.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'm gonna get tapped in. But yeah, let's see what else we got on the topic list. Y'all got any news? Any news to talk about, Jose?
Any news?
Yeah. How's it been doing all the food stuff again?
Yeah, it feels good to be back in the game, man.
Back in the game.
Yeah, that's for real.
Does it take time to kind of get back up and running doing videos for people again?
Not really, man. Like, I think that's what it was, man. Like before, I was just doing it so much that I think what put me back on was that potato place, bro.
Yeah, that's been going crazy viral. So talk about that a little bit. Takaya 425, right?
Yeah, 425. So Takaya 425, they opened about 2.5 years ago, man. I remember I went there the first weekend they opened up, and that's when I was like first starting TikTok. I was driving by and I just seen them out there, and it didn't go too crazy, man, because like that's around the time when I was like, yeah, it's all right. I was like posting everything. If I didn't like it, I posted it, and I wasn't a big fan of it, so I didn't end up going back. And Ismael, the owner, that would always call me, like he would like message me every weekend. Oh, come back, man. Come back. And I don't want to like
tell him like, nah, I ain't messing with it.
I just wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
I understand other people might.
Right. Right.
But, then I saw him go right with that potato. I was like, I'm gonna go for that potato, man. And, I think Cartel Food was already like, he blew them up, man. What's his name? All Around Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so when I went there, I was like, obviously I went there for the clout, man, you know, cause I was like, it's gonna give me 100,000 views, man.
Right.
But I didn't think I was gonna go that stupid, bro. Like,
how much is it at? 4 million?
Hit 10 million on Instagram.
Damn.
Somebody posted it on X and it got like 13 million views. Like my video, but like
what?
I told you we gotta get on X, man.
X is different. Yeah.
We gotta get
Shit.
On X.
Pay on X.
We are on X already?
No.
What are we doing?
We sleep.
Are you on X?
No, I'm not on X. No.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I've never had a Twitter in my life.
Ever?
Never.
I had one like briefly in like high school and I was like, that shit is kind of
just...
Yeah, I never got the point of X.
Yeah.
I'm a visual X person. Is toxic, like,
I want to see. Yeah, yeah, I can't.
I ain't see nobody.
I don't need to see your tweets. Yeah, I don't care. Like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those little tweets or whatever you call them, they go crazy.
What I like now is it gives you the stats of how many people saw it. Like, mm-hmm. gives you the impressions and stuff. So that's a good way to get sponsorships too, because it directly shows how many people are.
But that's a good thing too, since we're all on social media and we've all had individually and together like content of ours that has gone viral. Don't that shit mess you up? Like when you see the impressions versus like how many people like Instagram the stats they give you is crazy. They'll show you like how many people went forward on your story.
Oh yeah.
How many people went back to your page? How many people followed you? So like I think for like each of us, like what's like the craziest stats y'all ever seen? Social media wise.
Go ahead, Jose.
Talk personally or just...
Yeah. Or just in you know, anything you've seen. Yeah,
any of your content.
It has to be that potato, bro. Like,
yeah, 10 million. Yeah, is that your most viewed video ever?
Yeah, man. On Facebook, it went crazy too, man. So I went from 400 followers to like in 2 weeks, 20,000.
Damn.
Yeah. Just for that one video, bro.
We need to start doing some potatoes. We need to stop interviewing all these boxers and fighters. We need to move to potato farm.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. So, did you see Keith Lee went to the UK to get the Spud Bros?
I think I did.
I don't think say I did.
He didn't fuck with it, right?
Nah, he didn't.
He did not fuck with that.
That doesn't sound good.
He looked like he was having a hard time.
Beans and tuna on a potato is
no, he
nasty
was not.
Word.
He was like, okay. No,
like, Keith is funny. Like, when Keith messes with some shit, he'll talk hella fast. When he ate, he don't fuck with some shit, he'd be... He'll be quiet than the motherfucker. I'm like, oh, he don't fuck with it.
Yeah, I saw a comment that cracked me up a long time ago when I first started watching the Spud Bro. Because I like the content. The content's cool. Like, I like seeing my preparing shit, but I just would never get it.
Yeah.
But they be having lines out the door. Like, as soon as they open, they got 20 people in line waiting. And they're like, yeah, we drove here from 40 minutes away for this potato. And I remember I saw a comment that was like, the most mediocre Texas barbecue chef could move to the UK and become a billionaire just off the food. I'm like, bro, that is so true, bro.
That ass, bro.
Like, they have, what is it about them that they just have no seasoning?
I think it's like the weather or some shit. It's always cloudy. It's always gray. Like,
can't fuck up the aesthetic, bro.
Yeah, no, because think about some shit. Like, we were talking about this before we started recording. Like, you know, like the Roberto's family, like the... They're from San Diego and shit. You know, San Diego, you grab a taco, sunny, grab a beer, sunny. It's good food vibes. Over there makes sense. Yep. But the UK, I'm like, they're not known for good food.
Nah, they're definitely not.
Yeah.
They're right, man. You can say that about Seattle, man, because what is Seattle known for besides coffee, man?
That's true.
Depression.
Depression.
Depression and tech. That's it.
Yep. So that's what that potato or tuna, that's depression.
Yeah,
food,
that's
yeah, that is.
These motherfuckers eating prison food, man.
Same thing. Yeah, if you fed me that in prison, I'd like call my lawyer and be like, these are unhuman.
Yeah,
conditions. Like, what are we doing? Tuna with beans and
he got a lot of hate for that, man.
Oh, that's actually another thing I just thought about too. Did y'all see on social media? Did y'all see Michael Jackson's like his I guess his flyer or his rider or whatever for whenever he was flying private?
Nah,
and they broke down. It was like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was like, I'm not even joking. I wish we could pull it up, but like it was like KFC original recipe, mashed potatoes, strawberry jam, and then lunch was like KFC original recipe, mashed potatoes. I swear to God,
he was eating KFC all day.
Yeah, and then dinner, KFC original recipe, mashed potatoes. I'm like, bro. Mike was
he's a creature of habit.
I'm set. Yeah, I'm like, goddamn. Like Mike would have been on the toilet every fucking day or some shit. I'm like, how is he that fucking skinny eating all that damn original recipe?
Thanks. He had energy be dancing around.
I'm saying,
moving. That's why he got it all out.
He sweat the shit off.
Yeah,
right.
Man, speaking of Michael Jackson, there was like that news in the morning saying when he passed away that it was actually food poisoning.
Really?
Yeah, it was going around. Yeah, they said he was eating 10-year-old weenies.
Why? What did? Are you serious?
He didn't get
it. That's cat. Oh,
he didn't get it.
I'm like, oh yeah, no. Oh, you crazy, bro.
Oh, what the fuck?
You didn't get it. I'm gonna take that joke for my stand-up. That's actually a good joke. That's crazy. See, I have empathy. I got concerned. I was like, why was Mike eating such old food? He's rich. He don't gotta do that shit.
Where the KFC?
Yeah, he's a that's a good ass joke, but fuck, man.
Speaking of countries that don't got good food, man, shout out to the UK. I mean, they have good food, but from other countries.
Yeah.
We got to definitely go out there someday. We should do a food tour out there.
For sure. So that potato, like going back to the potato, so I think it was going viral because it sounds nasty, man, right?
Yeah.
So there's this place that Keith needs to go there, man. It's in Mexico. Where I'm from, it's Zacatecas. This is legit, man. You go on YouTube and look it up. There's this little restaurant. They sell fucking rat soup.
Rat soup.
If you look it up, taco caldo de rata.
Like rata is crazy.
And there's lines. And there's not just like, I think people just go for the hype or.
The hype? What's the hype?
Rat soup, man. Yeah,
how do they cook?
People line up. People line up just to eat this, bro. And like they're like,
I'm not getting hype off of that.
Here's how they try to make themselves feel better. They're saying like, oh, but they're not rats, city rats. They're like rats from the field. Bro, like I always say, like
as if that's better.
For real, that's what I'm saying. That's like, that's like a cannibal, bro. That's eating people, bro. And they're like, oh man, they're people from the field, bro.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Not city people. Yeah, like come on, man.
It's not a Yankee. Don't worry.
Where is it? Zacatecas.
Yeah, it's Zacatecas. Brasil, Zacatecas.
So they don't got cows out there or some shit.
Yeah, but they have cows.
They
man.
Just invented the rat soup.
Yeah, rat soup. Man,
you can pay
it up,
me to
bro.
Eat some rat soup.
Disgusting. No, you know what's so crazy too? Like. My sister was at a dinner last night, and it was like Princess and the Frog themed, so it was like New Orleans shit, and they were serving frog legs. And I was like, you ate frog legs? She was like, yeah, it was good. I was like, all right, bro, for sure. Like, is there any animals y'all would, what's it called, eat or whatever?
I wouldn't eat.
Or like, would eat, or like would want to try.
Camel. We were talking about this yesterday on Discord with Benji and him, but so there was one time I was at the mosque in the morning, because I go to their pray, and there was this old guy black dude, African-American, and he lived in Saudi Arabia for some years. Mm-hmm. And he was telling us, like, he's like, y'all ever had camel? And I were like, no. He's like, yeah. He's like, it's delicious, bro. And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. So I guess in Saudi Arabia, whenever they have weddings, mm-hmm. they would always have camel because it's considered like a delicacy. And they would just buy camel and like, apparently it's fire. So I low-key want to try that.
Like, how do you prepare that though? Like,
I think grilled. They like take it, they marinate it to soften it, and then they grill it.
Shit.
That would be crazy.
I don't know. I'll try it.
Camel, camel taco shop.
Nah. Camel taco. Hey, nah. Low-key. Well, that's the thing. Like, in the Middle East, Mexican food's getting pretty big out there. Really? There's a lot of, yeah, especially during the World Cup in Qatar, there was a lot of coverage of Mexican business owners having, they'll have like little taquerias or paleterias and stuff in the Middle East. And it goes crazy, man, because you got to think about it. Like, we're not over there. So
yeah,
that to them, that food is exotic. And they see it like the internet, bro. Like, people probably over there saw the potato video and they're like, yo, why don't we have some potatoes over here and shit? So
La Michoacana is popular.
Yeah,
right?
La Michoacana. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well, man, the culture's mixed, man, because, you know, El Pastor came from the Lebanese.
Exactly,
man.
Yeah.
El Pastor
taco. I seen a TikTok breaking that whole shit down. That was crazy. They're like, it's like from like, some people from Lebanon immigrated to Mexico, and then they started started a shop over there, and then that's kind of how like it kind of started up. So I'm like, damn, like, it's really a small ass world. Like,
it's crazy, bro. Like, so yeah, the history is very, very interesting for sure. That started from the Middle East, and then some people even say things like tortillas came from like bread from the Middle East and stuff. But other people say that it's originally like indigenous with corn and stuff. But regardless of whatever way you see it, right, the fact that like people from across the ocean from the whole other side of the world eat such similar in a, such a similar way, you know, like people have like the gyro wraps, right? That's basically just a taco or a burrito, you know, or you have people from like India, Pakistan have like naan bread, right? It's basically like tortillas and stuff. I'm sure like, yeah, eat like Eritrea, Ethiopian food. They got like the, what is that?
Bread. Injera, yeah.
So it's like, we all kind of have something.
Yeah,
similar.
Everyone, some like, yeah. No matter where you're at, you have a bread and you put meat on top of a bread and you eat that.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of fire.
But I got a question too. Like, in the next, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, like, what advancements in food do y'all think we're going to see?
I didn't even think about that.
See, that's a good question.
Damn, Loki, I don't see anything for the better. I Loki only see it for the worst.
The worst?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you know, trying too hard to like mix things together that don't really work?
Like, to me, like, there was a report that they're making like synthetic beef, like lab grown beef to eat. Mm. And I'm like, bro, that cannot be good, bro. It cannot be good to eat. And no hate to all the vegetarian, vegan people out there, but when you have to inject all these chemicals and make this chemical concoction to have something that just kind of tastes like cheese, mm-hmm. to me it's like, there's no way that is healthy for you in any way. You might not be eating something that's made from an animal, but it's not healthy for
I you. Mean shit you if you grab a Kraft single right now, you ain't looking at the back of that motherfucker.
Exactly
You're just gonna eat it. I skipped the nutritional label so quick. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't even waste my time looking at that shit.
What do y'all think?
I think we need more Red 40 in our food.
This is facts. Yeah. Shout out RFK. I was talking about this with my homie. I'm like, for some strange reason, I don't know why, like, I don't know if y'all feel like this, like, early 2000s fast food, I think, was like the GOAT. Like, food don't hit the same for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
It don't, bro.
Do you agree? Since you're like older than us? No,
going back, man. Yeah. You're right, man. Taco Bell was fire, bro, in the early 2000s.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it was fire. McDonald's used to be fire, bro.
McDonald's was gas with the brown bag.
Yeah.
And then, like, you would get, like, a bag from McDonald's, and, like, if you looked at the bottom of the bag, that shit was all grease. Yeah, come on, bro. Yeah.
Five Guys bag now. Yeah. Yeah, those were the days, man.
Good times. Speaking of future food, right? I think we're going to be eating MREs in 20 years. You know, like,
the military shit.
Meals ready to eat.
I think so, too. Like, some spy kid shit.
Oh, God.
Bitch in a microwave and then a burger and fries come out.
Yeah, fuck it. We got to figure some shit out, because I was telling my homie, too. Like, he was really confused. He was like, bro. He called me one day. He was like, bro, where do chicken nuggets come from? I was like, what? Because he was like, he really was trying to understand, like, the logistics of food. Of, like, and maybe this is a question for you, like, how the fuck do you, like, find your supplier? And, like, are we running out of cows and chickens? Like, he wasn't understanding, like, how everyone has a fucking chicken restaurant. And, like, how we find the demand for, like, restaurants, groceries, like, I mean, grocery stores. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just like over time, like, because the way it originally started is like people domesticated chickens and then just started eating them. And then I guess someone developed a way to scale that up and had a chicken farm. Right. And then somebody just, you know, more people and more people. So
you ever see that one video where this guy is trying to show like how bad chicken nuggets are? He has like a school classroom of kids. Yeah. And like he makes it in front of them, all the scraps, how they actually make chicken nuggets. They put it in the blender and then they bread it. He's trying to gross out the kids. And then he says, all right, who wants a chicken nugget now? And all the kids raise their hand. Me.
They got hella hungry.
They didn't even care. Just
should look delicious.
It's behind the animal farm shit. That's the thing too. Like every time I like we're talking about like you see those videos on Facebook, like a pig getting thrown into a blender. I'm like, I'm still not going to be a vegan. Sorry. It's like, damn.
Okay. I do have one thought though. Mm-hmm. So you've been to Eritrea, but I'll tell you our side in Mexico, like, and I'm sure you guys, I don't know, you haven't been outside the country
yet.
But, hopefully soon you get to go back to El Salvador good. No, I'm just kidding. but in Mexico, the chickens are much smaller than they are in America. At least the ones from like the ranchos, like you will pluck them, you cook them and stuff. And they're small. Like it's like a chicken. It's not that big. Mm-hmm. And you get some of the chickens here, they should look like a turkey.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had the same experience in Eritrea.
Yeah. Kind of like with like, maybe not chickens per se. I think the chickens were kind of the same size, but like cattle. Like cows over, you know, back home and shit are like hella skinny. You can see their ribs. They ain't eating good. I got a funnier story that kind of ties in with this. So when I was back home and shit, we went to the zoo one day.
Oh no, where's this going?
You know, y'all have been in like San Diego Zoo or whatever, like a zoo. Like they got animals and they got chicken tenders and you know, you can go get Sprite. You know what I mean? A zoo in Africa is not, y'all, it's not like Madagascar. It's not what y'all see in the movies. When I went there, the lions were tired. They didn't want to get up. For some reason, there's like a playground in the middle of the zoo. It was raining and shit. The pandas threw up. Like it was bad. Like, I'm dead ass serious. I wish I was playing. There's a zoo back home.
The pandas threw up?
Yeah, the pandas were sick. The pandas had the flu. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead ass serious, bro. The animals were on unemployment. I wish I was joking. These look like some sad ass animals, dog. Yeah. Shit was weak as fuck.
Nah, yeah. I'd be mad as hell if I pay my entry. And all the animals are asleep and tired.
Yeah. The animals are depressed. They were eating potatoes with tuna.
Yeah.
Tuna and beans.
Yeah, tuna and beans. The animals were eating out of cans and shit. I was like, bro, this shit whack as fuck. Take me back home, bro.
Yeah, but going back to that point, I feel like that's the direction food's gonna go. Like, just have everything super injected with steroids and growth hormones and shit. And it's not natural. And the food tastes way different.
Oh, yeah, man. When I went to Mexico last week, man, like it doesn't taste processed, bro. Everything tastes fresh, man.
Yeah.
I think that's what gets it sick, man. Because, white people, when they go to Mexico, they get the Montezuma's.
Yeah, revenge. They get that flu. Like,
they're just not used to that fresh food, right?
Yeah.
That processed food.
Yeah. Man. That natural stuff.
Is that fresh food like good, like tastes better,
bro. Way
you
better,
never
bro.
Wait,
I don't know. I live here.
Just have a taco, like have a taco here and then have a taco over there, like close to each other,
bro.
Like,
the tortilla, even just the tortilla with salt, bro. It's
snackable.
Yes, bro. Yeah. Like completely different than here.
But how come we don't have that shit over here? Or like, why is it so hard to find?
I think it's just like
on purpose.
It starts from like the very basis of it. Like you can't find like fresh ingredients close enough to you that are just you know, in Mexico it's like you're not going to the store, somebody just going behind you, take it to the molino, you know, make the tortillas like fresh every morning. It's fresh. It's not like, oh, let's make some, we'll save them for tomorrow and then we'll sell you this. Like it's all fresh made. So
okay, yeah. It's just I feel like we're talking about this is like it's out of our breath to talk about, because it's like we need to go watch some documentaries on it and then come back. But it's like, it's like it's not too many hands on it over there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really just like, and the other thing too is here we go to like Walmart and you get everything. You get your meat, your tortillas
in the same place.
Everything in the same place. And over there it's like you got to go to the butcher to get the meat. You got to go to the tortilleria to get the tortillas. You go to this place to get that. This place to get cheese. This place to get milk. We don't. It's like a lost art in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers don't even go to a butcher shop anymore. That sounds crazy. Yeah. You're going straight to the grocery store getting everything.
Smith's gig, everything. Yep.
You're buying shampoo and you're meeting the same
at
place.
The same cart. I'm like, bro, that gotta be separate. That gotta be two different trips.
And then they got like that 20-in-1 like toothpaste, shampoo, lotion.
Yeah, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, body scrub,
deodorant.
I'm like, bro, do you think that's safe to use that many products put together? Sunscreen, energy drink. You can drink it too. Like, that's nasty, bro.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Man, those are crazy. The 21-in-1.
Yeah. What part of Mexico did you go to?
I went to Sonora, where my dad's from. But we drove a little bit further south to the beach.
You have some tortillas de harina?
Yeah. Puerto Peñasco.
Puerto Peñasco, yeah.
Yeah, tortillas de harina. Flour tortillas over there, man, like paper thin, and they're like melting your mouth. They're like buttery, man. It's crazy, man. It's so good, man.
Damn, I never had a buttery tortilla.
Oh, man, it's so good, bro.
We got to go to Mexico on a fast tour.
All the tortillas I done had, for the most part, been newspaper. Yeah. Oh, I'm saying,
it's
the U.S., man.
Maybe
you get some good tortillas.
Yeah, but like in Vegas, at least, where can I find like the best Mexican food?
This
is a question for all of y'all, obviously.
You
can talk about this too. Yeah,
he's Salvadorian.
What about Salvadorian food, bro?
Pupusas, best pupusas.
When my grandma comes over, she be making.
We talking about shit the public can go. I can't go to your grandma's house. What the fuck? Come on, bro.
I'll tell your grandma one number 10.
Yeah, please. Yeah. I just walk up to his grandma. Can I get a number 10 with it?
Yeah. Is this for Alfredo recommended?
Yeah.
He's got an Alfredo recommended sticker on the front of the house.
Oh, yeah, man, you got Coca-Cola, man. We're not drinking Coke, man.
Oh, shit.
Mexican place. Oh, okay, so restaurant wise, I don't know if you would you agree with me? Gorditas Betancur, man.
Fire, yeah.
Where's that?
Sandhill and Flamingo.
Mm. It's right where the old studio used to be.
Oh,
right down the street. You know where the In-N-Out is?
Yeah.
Right across the street.
Damn, okay. I gotta go.
The reason I say that though, so my wife's from Durango, where she's from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, to her, this from her mouth, man. That's like the closest thing like she's had in the US that resembles like Durango.
Damn.
Okay. She I think she does bring like spices and stuff from Mexico, man. So that makes a big difference. Yeah, that's my favorite Mexican restaurant in Vegas. What is Betancur?
Best pupusas, go. Off top.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, mostly pupuserias? They're kinda ass. I'm sorry, but you just don't be tasting that good. Like I'd be going and I'm like, all right, let me give it a try. I'm gonna try it. I'll be disappointed.
Have you been to the place by the South Outlet?
South Outlet?
Yeah, there's a pupusa place by the South Outlets. It better still be open. I think it's still open. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
I don't leave.
Okay. Like
me neither.
No, that shit, it wasn't fire. It was kind of ass. But
that's what I mean. See, look. Like,
yeah, no, it was okay. I mean, I don't like, I'm not El Salvadorian, so
yeah,
I can't,
don't know
you
what
know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. You I'm just know honest. How it tastes.
If it exists, it's somewhere like undercover. I don't know. They're not, they got to do their marketing better. I don't know.
Like, I guess on my end, like, when people be asking me, like, where can I get the best, Eritrean, Ethiopian food? I'm like, bro, to be honest with you, like, you have to go to, like, a wedding or a graduation, like.
We got to like, start crashing.
Yeah, like, I, that's what I tell people. I'm like, bro, just walk into a wedding. Like, I told my manager this at work. She asked me because she's a foodie and shit. And she was like, oh, where can I get, like, the best, African food? You going to bring me a plate? I was like, listen, to be honest with you, just crash a wedding. She's like, are you crazy? I'm like. No, they're not. We love everybody. We don't judge. So just crash a wedding. Just act like you belong and you good. Like, I think I told you this story one time. I had my high school graduation party on Twain and Swenson.
Oh, no, that's actually nuts.
In the middle of the night, right?
Oh, at night?
Wait, yes.
No. What the fuck?
Fuck. You know, Twain and Swenson, where's that? There's like a chicken, like a fast food chicken place over there.
Can y'all give me some context for the audience of what
Twain and Swenson, safest neighborhood in Vegas.
Yeah. Twain and Swenson is the Beverly Hills of Vegas.
Yeah, wear all your jewelry out there at
night.
Yeah.
Park your nicest car just right out front. But I had my graduation party out there, and like I guess this homeless dude, like, he just walked into the party randomly. He started making himself a plate.
What?
Right? And like, I guess, you know, we're partying.
He gotta eat, bro.
Like, right, he gotta eat, right? And like, I think I like fucking, I think I was like doing something, but I looked at him for a second. I was like, who the fuck is that? We don't know him. I'm like, what the fuck? So like, we fucking mobbed around this dude. He was like, bro, you got to go, bro. And like a cop came. It was a whole story.
Let him get the food at least, or like,
take no, he was, he definitely was eating for sure. He like sat down and was like,
That was your high school graduation?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good, man.
No, I let him rock. I didn't care. Like, I was a kid, so I couldn't really, I would have let him stay, but, you know, my dad wasn't having that shit. He's like, you got to go. Leave. Get out of here. Go. Yeah. So, the shit was just look crazy. I was just like, because, like, I was on the dance floor or whatever, and then I just see, like, a mob of people around the door. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? And they're, like, damn near, like, kicking this motherfucker out. I'm like, oh, shit. Because he just stumbled up and made himself a place. I was like, yeah, rock out. So
how would we crash with though? Like, we got to be tapped into the community type shit to
know just, what people are getting married. Just act like you know some art, you know. Just
well, it's about to be graduation season.
So. It is, yeah. So, like, I mean, I really, like, don't go to too many anymore because, like, all the people that I... Because
we're already older.
Yeah, we're already older and type shit. So it's like the kids that, you know, like the kids from back in the day, they're graduating now. So you know, as long as you know like one person, whether
I'm so-and-so's friend.
Huh? Exactly.
I'm Noah's friend.
Literally, yeah, just say, yeah. Just, oh, I'm exactly. No, all you got to say is, all you got to say, dead ass, oh, I'm their friend from work. And that's it.
That's a good movie or content idea, though, man. Like, remember the movie Wedding Crashers?
Of course.
Where you just go there just to, like, eat.
Crash and, random places? Yeah, crash hell yeah.
Just shit, that's off the record video.
Fat, just crash a random way.
I'd be kind of fire. Yeah, I'd be kind of fire.
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
For sure. Because I love Middle Eastern food. We definitely go crash a random Middle Eastern wedding.
Let's do it. You get bored? Yeah, I know a lot of them from the mosque and stuff.
Okay, we good then. Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. Now, this is unsolicited advice, though. Don't watch our podcast and then be like, oh, I'm going to pull up to some random shit.
Yeah, y'all don't. Because you might get your. Like
you gotta finesse about it. That's the thing. At the end of the day, you gotta finesse it a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta finesse. Yeah, you gotta.
You can't just be bullying yourself into the.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, because some of these places might have security. You might catch an issue.
Yeah,
that'd be a good comedy skit, man. But like a real thing, like you actually go to someone you don't know's wedding.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, oh, you selling rat soup, man? You guys have rat soup?
Now, there's one. He did it. I think he did it for a barbecue. I don't know if you've seen him. His name is Radel Ortiz. He's Dominican from New York. I'm sure you guys have seen it. He's the one. He's like, where's the cheese with the burgers?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all seen it. Yeah. We'll pop it up on the screen for y'all though. But yeah, that one's hilarious, bro. But it's kind of the same principle. Like he crashes a barbecue. And he's like getting food and like, who are you?
Yeah.
He's like, y'all ain't got no cheese on a burger.
Yeah. <I'm>
like, like this shit ain't even your food.
It is.
If you do that though, you gotta know how to fight, bro. This
you gotta know how to fight. Facts. Yeah,
facts. But it's low key true for Mexican events too. Like you can kind of just crash.
Well, Mexicans
like,
don't care, bro.
Yeah, we don't. We're like, who's that? I don't know. We just going about our way.
Yeah.
So
you're like, I'm Mariela's cousin.
Exactly. Oh, okay, cool, bro. Yeah. Just say Maria Jose's something. Yep.
You just gotta say a random Mexican name. And, oh, for sure. Nobody they don't fact check. Yeah. Don't do this at white people's houses though. White people, they're going, who are you?
Well, they got different names too. That's why.
Oh yeah.
You know, like Mexicans, we got the same. Everybody got the same names. We got like 10 names that people can choose from.
No, I mean you could get by with like if you say like, oh, I'm Connor's friend or some shit. You could. Everyone knows a Connor.
Man, brother, Mike.
Everyone knows a Mike.
The reason why I would work at a Mexican party. Because tell me if I'm lying, bro. Like, if there's a wedding, bro, my cousin is bringing his friend. His friend is bringing another friend.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why now, like, if some Mexican parties, they have, like, an invitation for four people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they started doing that shit now, man.
Like, oh, man, you mean, okay, I get what you're saying.
They've been inviting their whole family,
bro. It'll be like, I'll get invited, and then I'll be like, yo, can my homie Noah come? And then you'll be like, yo, can my homie come? And then it'll be like, so I don't even know that dude, but he's coming
to the homie and a homie and a homie. Yeah.
Yeah, or like somebody's cousin or whatever. It's just, yeah.
That's how that shit be, though.
It's facts.
Yeah.
But that's why there's always an absurd amount of beer at fucking Mexican parties, bro, because they know they do this shit.
Everybody needs
beer.
Like,
yeah. They'll be like fucking like 124 packs for a fucking 2-year-old birthday party.
Oh, shit. That's another thing I was thinking too. Like, what's like the next, or I don't know if it's already happened, but like, what's the next trend in like Mexican food? Because I swear to God, like, birria was like the only thing popping. And now, like, I feel like, food trends, you can almost track them, right? They go on social media, and then by the time Jack in the Box tries to do it, it's over.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? By the time it hits a corporation, it's over with.
Yeah.
That's a potato, I would say, right?
The potato.
The potato's
for sure.
Next,
the potato now, man.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about Vegas is you see, where would you say, like, trends start? It has to be, like,
LA, man.
LA, Tijuana, San Diego area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, that whole area, bro, they just, like, they low key, they just wake up one day, like, let's try this. Yeah, and then they're like, yo, that shit low key work.
Yeah,
and then everybody else starts doing it. Cause like the potato stuff, I had eaten that like a year ago from a truck that had been here from LA when I was still going on TikTok Live. They literally commented on the live. We had pulled up one day, and then by the next week they were gone back to California. They never came back, and I was like, oh, I low key fuck with that potato. And then I saw that pop off, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. So you could almost see it how like it evolves through LA, Tijuana, and then in like a year or so later, it'll come to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And somebody will try it here, and then it'll pop off again. So,
yeah, but I don't know. Most of those trends definitely come from Tijuana. Yeah, you're right, man. The quesabilla started in Tijuana.
Yeah.
And then now it's a giant quesadillas.
Yeah.
Handmade tortillas. They put a bunch of guacamole on it.
Oh, damn, sounds good as hell. Yeah, I'm getting hungry now. Damn, bro.
Did you eat? You didn't eat breakfast.
I didn't eat breakfast. I'm getting hungry as shit right now. You know, I'm seeing same shit, man.
Facts.
And then about a year or two later, they end up like on the East Coast, out in Texas.
But yeah, that's another thing. Like moving to the East Coast, I don't know if I'd be able to go without having good Mexican food.
New York doesn't have good Mexican food?
Nah.
Maybe Puebla.
Yeah, they have, there's a lot of poblanos out there. Yeah. Maybe some mole, but.
Yeah, but it's gonna hit the same because you know over there they eating fucking
they eating rat soup in New York.
Yeah, rat soup for show. Rat soup for show.
They're not the field ones; they're the city ones.
Yeah,
the
city.
They steal your wallet while you're eating.
Big ass, big ass rat, like those pig roasts, but a rat.
Yeah. Generations, bro.
You go to New York, you see a fucking rat just on the Oh no,
that's crazy.
Just
right?
Cut it off little by little. Yeah. On
the metal skewer and shit. Damn, yeah,
man, they done kill Ratatouille, man. Yeah.
Splinter.
Yeah. Gone, bro. Damn. And it killed my dog, Stuart Little, man. They got his ass roasted. Fuck.
Oh, man. But they have a lot of food innovations, too. Like, I mean, they got, like, the chopped cheese and stuff. Well, like, the deli food in New York.
That would be kind of cool. I want to have a chopped cheese.
Chopped cheese?
Mm-hmm. I had one, well, a fake one, but there's like a there's a place.
There's a truck out here, remember?
No, yeah, there's a truck, but there's a, I don't know if y'all heard of this place called Downtowner. It's at that food hall. No, that was good, but like it was just too much fucking food, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was a good sandwich, but like I just can't eat that much fucking food anymore. So by the time I finished my sandwich, I got to my car, I'm like, dog, why am I fucking sweating? I had the fucking sweats. Yeah, the meat sweats. I was just like, god damn, I'm fucking sweating this shit. So
then you had a real one then,
right? Yeah, no, it was good as shit, but I'm like, I can't put my body through that no more. Hell no.
About the game.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe you had this experience too, like making content, like whenever you're eating or whatnot, do you be like, bro, I gotta like really I gotta slow down when I'm like not recording content?
Oh man, yeah, I have no control, man.
See, that's
there's like four plays I want to hit to, and one day I'll do four videos.
Oh damn.
Yeah. Then go home and complain about my weight.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
You'll be getting full like halfway, you're like, damn, like okay, you know what, like give me an hour and then I'm back to it.
Man, I'm always like, it's all for the content, man. So I just push through it, man.
Yeah, it's a dangerous side. Dangerous side of being a foodie. But how do you feel? Because you were one of the original foodies in Vegas. Now it feels like everybody wants to be a foodie.
Everybody's
foodie,
a fucking foodie.
Yeah,
but it's like I see a lot of new people, and I show them love, man. I'll repost their videos, man, because like, man, everybody eats, bro.
Right, right.
You know, and everybody has different tastes.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Everybody has different tastes, man. So like, well, I might go to a place that I thought was fire, and then someone else will go there and be like, oh, this is nasty, man. Everybody has different tastes, man.
Yeah.
So, man, we need more foodies, man, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's also, like, I don't know, like, growing up, I guess, because I was so shielded away from all the possibilities, I felt like there was only, like, 10 places to eat. Now, like, seeing everybody's videos, I'm like, dude,
there's
like,
a million places. There's a million places to eat, and you don't have enough time to, like,
but that's the thing, too. Like, I feel like there's almost too many choices to where I'm like, I'm just going to stick with the same 10 places.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, for breakfast though, man. Have you guys heard of that? It's like a biscuit place called Union Biscuit.
Yeah, it just opened up by my place. Yeah.
God damn, so many
spots. Is that good?
I start writing these down,
so
right?
Damn good, bro.
Damn, okay.
Man, dude, people in my comments were, they thought I was like, oh, you're getting paid for shit. I went there 3 times in a week. Man.
Yeah.
And the third time I went, they're like, you got to try this one. It was a regular biscuit. They make their own biscuits from scratch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a chicken, peanut butter and jelly biscuit sandwich, bro.
It was fire?
So stupid, bro. Yeah. That thing was so good, bro.
Okay.
Man, you got to go out there and try it out, man. But yeah, places like that, man, I feel like they're nice people. I also went because they were nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, they don't get a lot of traffic, man. So I was like, man, maybe that's...
They're new?
Yeah, man, they
just opened. Yep.
Oh, damn.
So good, bro.
Got to get over there.
Facts. No, hell yeah, for sure.
Chicken, that peanut butter, bro. I'm telling you, when she told me about it, I was like, I don't want to like get it because like obviously I paid for my food and
yeah.
they're not cheap, man. Like, you know, they make everything from scratch.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I don't want to pay $20 for a fucking sandwich, but that shit was so good. I mean, you would have put $40 and I probably wouldn't even blink.
For sure.
I would have paid that shit.
Hey, John, take it.
That shit was so good, bro.
But that's another question I was thinking of. I wanted to ask you too, like, for foodies that are starting out, like, how do you kind of like build that relationship to be able to like film content in someone's store?
Oh, I don't even ask, bro. I just show up.
You
bro.
Just show up and yeah. get to it.
I'm not a solicitor. I know like there's people that do it for work. Like they reach out to them.
Right.
Like, hey, let me come through. I just go, bro. They recognize me, cool, man. I mean, for free, man. But if not, like, you know, obviously I go there with the intent of paying, man. But man, okay. who doesn't want to fucking eat for free, bro?
I see
like,
what you're saying. Yeah, I see what like, you're saying. Yeah, so you're going yeah, as like go a, record, a customer first and then
yep.
let me go ahead and make
there's
a
only
video.
Been one time, and it happened recently last week, where they didn't want me to film. It was a ramen place on Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recording in the kitchen. Oh, no recording, please. I just put my phone. I still did the video, but right. I just didn't do like
mm-hmm. inside the video. Mm-hmm. And do you think like most people you've met, like, restaurant wise they're pretty chill about like content and all that stuff, or like are some people kind of hard to like adapt to, like, no, we're good, I don't need any content?
No, it's never happened to me, man. Like, just I'm telling you, just that one time everybody's mm-hmm. been cool, man. A lot of time they're like, sometimes they ask you like, oh, what are you filming for? Like, and I was like, oh, I always do it for a hobby.
Yeah
I don't want to I feel it's kind of like what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm a TikToker.
Like, yeah, man, showing them like, oh, look how many followers I got, man.
Yeah,
I don't do that, bro. I just do the
video. But it doesn't have that stigma anymore. I feel like if you would have said I'm a TikToker like 2 years ago, yeah. they would have been expecting you to dance and shit.
Yeah.
With a backpack on or some dumb shit like that.
Yeah. But nah, man, everybody's cool, man. At the end of the day, most of them are smart enough to think.
I think now they are, right? But maybe when you first started, like, they were a little bit like, okay, yeah. But now everybody knows, like, okay, I have to have somebody that's making mm-hmm. content for me. Yeah. Or, like, any publicity is really good publicity. Unless he's, like, absolute shit on a place, like
yeah.
Ghibli.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, I've never seen you post, like, a bad video. Like you said, if you don't mess with it, you just don't even post it or whatever.
In the beginning, bro, I was posting everything, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I think now some of these trolls that I have are probably people that those shops, bro. Mm. But I wasn't like, I was respectful about it. I was just like, let's see, I didn't like this, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't post those. People like that shit though, man. People like the negativity.
Yep. They love the negativity.
They love it. They yeah, love man. It.
That's why if you notice that Keith Lee's video when he spit that food out, what was it? He ate something, he spit it out. That video went fucking stupid.
Well, also the sushi one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
viral
too. Yeah. I haven't had sushi since, bro. I'm being honest. Yeah. I haven't had sushi since.
I haven't had it either. But I'm looking craving it.
But isn't that kind of like crazy though? Cause like Keith has enough influence to, like, you know, the red pill, blue pill. If I say a restaurant's good, they're not going to worry about bills for the next 12 months. If I say a restaurant's bad, they're getting closed, you know?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of power to have, but he's been pretty cool about it.
No, Keith is a super chill dude. I'm just saying, like, that's how crazy, like, social media really, it's just influence of social media, period.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's very smart about what he does, though. So, like, you notice, like, when he goes to a restaurant, he orders... like a few things from the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that gives him room. You know, he's not obviously like odds are he's not like one of the five.
Yeah,
you know, so he always says like he'll give something a 7 if it's like decent, and then that he'll this was a 2 or 1.
Yeah,
but like, man, it'll be kind of messed up. He just goes order one thing on the menu.
And, yeah, and that's all. So, ass.
Yeah, I think he does that strategically, so like he won't like really like bash
him.
Yeah,
but oh, another thing too is like what's it called? Like, I don't know if this. I guess it's true, but like if you put like Keith Lee on your Uber Eats order, or whatever, like the food's gonna be
better and stuff.
Does that work for you though?
I've never done that, bro.
Oh, you should try that.
I want to try that, bro.
Yeah.
But he did it himself. Remember that?
Yeah.
He did it himself. He did a video where he ordered two things from the same place.
Yeah.
And he said his no name, and he said it was better, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome. I'm about to start making my user on all the food delivery rights. Keith Jose
Lee
the Taco
underscore.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your food, bro. Nobody likes you, bro. Yeah, man, but Keith Lee for sure, man. Hell yeah, man. That's smart, man. That was funny. That was funny when I was going around.
That's crazy. I wanted to ask y'all this. Besides the food from your own country, what country has the best food, would you say?
Oh, man, I love Italian food, bro.
Italian food?
That's well, I mean, okay, I'm going to say Italian. Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
I think it's Italian, right? I'm fucking with Japanese food.
That's lucky my top two. I don't know if I could choose.
I want to say Mexican, bro. Cause Mexican food, been I eat Mexican food more than Eritrean food, to be honest with you, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me, but definitely between Japanese and Italian.
For and I would put pizza above tacos, man.
Yeah,
man. Pizza above tacos. That's really what we should ask. We should start breaking down like, food items.
I always tell people that's why. I mean, just Jose the pizza guy doesn't sound.
It doesn't hit someone the same. You
follow yeah. Nah, it does. I would eat like that. That as a restaurant would be cool.
Yeah. Man, but yeah, I love me some pizza, bro. Honestly, but I love to. I mean, it's not like by much, much more than
tacos. Yeah.
It's like right there. But I would choose pizza over.
Is that that Chicago?
No, I mean, I've always loved pizza, bro. I think the Ninja Turtles bought my love to pizza, bro. For reals, man. Yeah, I just love. To me, there's like I'm that guy that says there's no such thing as bad pizza.
Mm. No, there's some bad fucking pizza, bro. Oh my god.
Okay, there's better pizzas out there.
Obviously. No, I've had some like straight disgusting ass really? Pizza. Yeah, there was this one place off of what is that? By Spring Valley High School. What are those cross streets? Help me, please.
No idea.
Spring Valley High School. I said. Durango or
Southwest,
Buffalo
area.
But if you're from the Southwest area, you know what I'm talking about. There used to be this pizza place when I was a kid, and like I swear to God, when we'd be done with the pizza, you would look at the box and it would just be a orange puddle in the box.
Okay.
I'm dead ass serious. Now, I don't know why we kept going back to this place. Maybe it was cheap. Good. Or, yeah, I get good enough, I guess. But I just look back at that time. I was like, what the fuck were we doing?
Man.
That shit was nasty as hell. No, there's definitely some
place still open.
No, it closed. It was a long time.
I was about to say, let's go get a taste.
Nah, hell no, hell no. That's getting vetoed. Nah, there's definitely some garbage.
Like, Loki, what's so good about it? You can't go back.
You can't be that bad.
No, you know what it is too. I think
I'll tell you why.
I think because like you know, because my mom and dad, they're African and shit. I'm African too, obviously. But like, African people love convenience. We don't really care about quality. That's like on the list of like things we need out of food. Quality for some reason is like fourth or fifth on the list. You know what I'm saying? So we Little Caesars, like I swear if we don't have like a Little Caesars rewards program or some shit like that, we slipping, bro.
I don't got an issue with Little Caesars.
No, I love Little Caesars. We was raised off Little Caesars, but that's what I'm saying. Like
that's how often y'all were going.
I love Little Caesars more now than when I was growing up.
No boo. Yeah. Man. I don't know why. But that shit used to piss me off because like whenever it'd be a birthday party or everyone's at the pool and I just see someone get out the car with them orange boxes. I said,
you know what I know he never had? Pizza Patron.
Oh,
remember that?
Man. I never had that. They were big in California too.
Right? R.I.P. to the best pizza Vegas has ever seen.
Oh, I was here in Vegas. I was thinking about Pizza Loca. If
Pizza Patron.
All right. No, you know what you reminded me of?
What?
What was it? This is back when, we were in college. And like you took me to this one spot by UNLV. It was like like Asian food spot.
Oh, that place? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the best food I've ever had.
That smack. It closed UNLV. Down though, but yeah.
Closed down the week after.
They got a good pizza spot by there. What's it called?
Oh, Cugino's.
Cugino's is good. I fuck Cugino's.
That's my favorite pizza place in Vegas.
Yeah, it's fire.
Hella authentic. Yeah. They yelled at me to order faster.
Yeah. Pizza place. That pizza place no one was talking about. Like when you I bet you go there, their toppings was like beans, cheese, and tuna.
Some bullshit. You know, they definitely, for sure. They had some weird ass toppings.
Depression
toppers.
Pizza.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nah, CC's was underrated too. CC's
used
to
smack, I used to go to macaroni
bro.
Cheese pizza, bro. That was so good, man.
I don't know.
Like, they have a round table out here, round table pizza. But in California, round table pizza was my shit.
You know what? Is that the right word that I agree with you?
Yeah.
All right. So obviously, as a little kid, I lived in California.
Yeah.
Round table was fire, bro. That's I had round table here one time, and that's
not
it,
the same. Thank you. Yeah, up. Bro. Never round table out. Up. I think I went to the location out here once, and I'm like, this shit don't even hit. You
What's
know,
famous out there, barbecue chicken.
I mean, I'm just a regular guy. I just got pepperoni,
but it's just like the way they would make their pizzas. Like I can't even describe the taste. Like I've never tasted a pizza like at round table.
Yeah.
Or I got another one, Cali, for one for you. Hometown
Shakey's.
Buffet.
Oh, Hometown Buffet. I thought you were going to say Shakey's, bro.
Yeah.
Hometown Buffet. So they had a Hometown Buffet in Chicago, like growing up.
Oh, okay.
I think they were associated with Old Town, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the same company. Yeah.
What happened to them? They shut them all down, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's still, there might be like a few open in like, you know, the rest of the country and shit, but not over here. So
they used to hit, bro. I used to like the ham and you know,
man,
like
come on. Yeah. Hell yeah. The ham, the fries, the ice cream, the chicken. See, y'all missed out. If you never went to, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's good.
Just reminiscing this shit, man. Is there any shit that they close that they, you would want them to bring back
from Vegas
or like, no, it doesn't have to be Vegas. Just like a restaurant.
Peter Piper's Pizza. You never had
they closed
that?
It. Yeah, it's the one at Decatur.
I think they reopened it, but it, like the way it used to be when they used to have the games inside. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's
damn.
a wrap for them.
Man, I took my kids. Speaking of games and pizza, I took them to John's Incredible yesterday. You guys been to John's Incredible? Mm-hmm. I call it the Chuck E. Cheese on steroids, man. It's a buffet pizza, though, man. So it's kind of like CC's pizza. They used to have the macaroni cheese pizza, but they still have like the peanut butter pizza. They still have like all those weird flavors. Yeah. And it's like, it's not bad for like $15, man. All you can eat.
Can we talk about the new Mick Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
They changed them.
Like
a crackhead now.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese look Dominican now.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese got hazel green eyes. Now pull up the new show
the new Chuck E.
Yeah. I'm about looking at my
book. I know, like, originally Chuck E. Cheese was a scary motherfucker.
Five
Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Then they made him more cartoony.
Yeah. So me and we all grew up with the cartoony one. You might have grown up with like the older looking one, but Chuck E. Cheese like got hazel green eyes and he looked like Speedy Gonzalez's cousin now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You got a tight shirt, tight pants.
Yeah.
Pointy shoes.
I got to see this, man. So which was it?
What? No, that's not the new one. No. That's the old one. Look up Chuck E. Cheese 2024.
That's the old one.
That's what I grew up with, man.
Yeah.
That's why I hated Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid, bro.
The animatronic motherfucker that was doing all this shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
They're going to have to blindfold me to go eat some pizzas, man. I'd rather have Freddy Krueger.
I'm saying, shit. Yeah.
Nah, they look, you don't got a picture of it.
Why not? If you go to Chuck E. Cheese's website, they should have it, though.
But is that, so it's real, man.
Yes, it's, I saw because the location off of, what is it?
15 and Flamingo? No. Yeah? Am I tripping? No.
They still got the, huh?
I know I'm not hallucinating. I have it on my story. Yeah.
We're having the Mandela effect over here.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's the new one.
What the hell?
You look boneless. Yeah. You look like he belong in a soup.
Yeah.
That's on their website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a field rat.
It looks like he would be good in a soup.
Yeah. That motherfucker a hyena. That ain't no damn rat. Shit.
The gentrification of all these characters.
Yeah. Oh, and that's actually a good kind of winding it. Talking about logo changes. Did y'all see the new Shrek?
No, that was horrible, bro.
Yeah, they made like it looked. They looked. All the characters look the same, but they like fuck with the design of
it. It's the Uncanny Valley, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a cartoon still, or
it's still a cartoon. It's just like they don't look like the last four movies.
So basically, like someone did like a breakdown of it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like they just changed like the eyes. Like they're like two together now.
So I hate when
teeth look weird.
You know what I hated when they used to do that with Dragon Ball Z? Whenever they would make a new Dragon Ball Z and they would change like the designs and stuff, I used to hate that.
Was it like GT?
Yeah, like all that. I used to be like, yeah, get off that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like,
is Dragon Ball Z and Goku the same thing?
Yeah,
Goku's a character in Dragon Ball Z.
No?
Yeah.
Man.
I never watched it, man. My brother-in-law's, man, obviously in Mexico, man, they're fucking obsessed with that.
Now it's like a holiday.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, like, Goku could damn near be the president of Mexico if he wanted to.
Facts.
Well, I wonder why it hit so big in Mexico, man.
It's just like Goku's basically Mexican. Goku is Mexican.
Yeah.
He likes to eat. He likes to fight. That's it. The only thing he didn't do is drink. But.
Actually, I got a good question for y'all. How many, like, is there like a cable package out in Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay, because in Eritrea, when I went, it was only one channel.
Wait, where did you go?
Y'all Eritrea. I'm Eritrean.
It's like East Africa.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about somewhere in Mexico.
Oh, like, no. He was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Where's that at?
I was like,
it was like, hold on. They got new places. That's
you pronouncing it right.
No. Like the new area.
I've never heard anyone say Guadalajara like that.
The Mexican DLC is crazy. We got some new islands out in Mexico.
I was like, what? I was like,
Rockstar Games just dropped an update for Mexico. That's crazy.
You're going to zoom in on my face when he said that, bro.
Yeah, holy shit. Like, no, what I'm saying is when I went back home and shit to Africa, there's only one
TV.
What
was the channel?
It was Airy TV. Eritrea is a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you have no freedoms and shit.
Huh?
I'm dead ass serious.
No,
like,
freedoms?
Yeah, no freedoms.
What do you mean
bro?
By that?
Like, they call it the North Korea of Africa.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Bro, it's a long story.
So there's no TikTok.
It's ran by a dude. Nah, he said, nah, tell it. Nah, but it's, no TikTok. You can't really use the internet like that. There's only one, what's it called? TV channel. It's the government station, Airy TV.
Like, what's on there? Y'all got
news, basically?
We got news. We have a version of American Idol, and my uncle's one of the judges.
Nah.
Deadass. Yeah.
Airy TV to this day? I'm about to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he like Simon, or is he more like a Lionel Richie as a judge?
That's a good question. I mean, I only watched like a few episodes. Cowell. No, you know what? My uncle, I think, like, because did I ever meet him? Let me think. I'm trying to think. No, he's nice. He'll let you rock. He's cool. But if you
golden buzzer?
Yeah, if you bullshitting, he'll let you know. Yeah.
They say it's like North Korea. They're like, you suck at sitting. You suck at singing. Nah. Bringing the pebbles and the rocks and the stones.
Nah, it's not. No, we're not. They're not going to get. You're not going to get sent to the gulag. No, it's just. Exiled. Yeah. But it's just crazy shit. Like back home,
bring out
be
the
like,
rat soup. You eat potato with tuna forever.
Like back home, they make you do some shit like, you know, when you turn 18, you got to join the military and shit.
Like mandatory.
That's what it is in Iran, right? Is that true? Like Iran's like that.
Yeah, there's a few countries that are like that.
But what they make you do is like you gotta they gotta make you stand a post or whatever. You gotta keep post, and you gotta stand for 24 hours straight, no sleep. Like you can't even nod your head like this, nothing. And then they catch you. What's it called?
Nodding off.
If they're nodding off, they gonna beat your ass.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucked up over there. But what was we? Oh yeah, that's only one TV channel. Yeah.
Damn. Damn, should we be concerned? I feel like I didn't even know any of that.
Yeah, I mean, my whole family's refugees, so I don't, you know.
Oh, that's how y'all came over here?
How the fuck you think we came over
here? I don't know. I thought y'all, like, just took a boat or some shit.
No, we escaped. Yeah, shit.
Damn.
So we have to go to Eritrea.
Like that.
Bring some freedom over there, chat.
And we talk about Mexico. Mexico, to me, man, I might get a lot of hate for this, man. Mexico seems like more of a free country than here, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Damn more, near, shit.
More. Yeah, man. Like, you know, you could go fishing over there. You don't got
to
get a
fucking... Yeah, like, there's not all the government stepping in to regulate everything and stuff like that.
But on the flip side, though, like, if, you know, like, my homie was telling me, like, if you get pulled over by, like, the cartel or some shit, I mean, you got to pay fees.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, man, sure. Here's fucking... Yeah, hell yeah. I'll pay 1,000 pesos any of the day. Of the week.
Facts. Instead of the DMV, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, like, man, we go to Mexico a few times a year, man, and... I never seen anything like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the rule is, man, if you go to Mexico, if you're gonna drive there, take the toll roads, man. If you go out like trying to be adventurous and go through the fucking side route,
yeah you're gonna get caught slipping.
Have you seen the video of those two? I think they're gay. The two white dudes that got
that was crazy, man.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
Nah.
So it's two dudes. I think they're gay, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to risk it. Yeah, but two zesty dudes for Instagram. Mm. They wandered off. I think it's near Acapulco or somewhere in the south.
Somewhere by Michoacán, somewhere.
I don't know, somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. But they wandered off into like a, I don't know if it was ended up being a cartel or like a militia group, but they basically got caught up by these dudes with like ARs and stuff, right? All these dudes got rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drive up and they're like, open the window. Because I guess they didn't know who they were. They didn't know if it was like opposition, a different cartel, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God. They start freaking out. Yeah. Like, relax. Where are you going? They start trying to like talk in English and broken Spanish and shit. And the guy's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to pass out. Yeah. And then he's like, relax, bro.
You got
like,
it.
It's okay. It's okay. The cartel is like, it's okay. You're okay. You're okay. And they're like, oh my God, thank you. Sorry. And then they just like leave. I was like, bro.
But they were like, you saw what kind of road they were on? Like,
yeah, it was like a, down bro, road. Yeah, it was like a countryside, middle of nowhere.
But see, you know,
what happened here, bro? Like someone like that, like looks like you or me, bro. We're like in the middle of Kentucky, so I'm pretty sure we're gonna get
sundown.
That's true. Yeah. But I'm not gonna be, please don't hurt me.
Oh, I would, bro. I'd be shitting my pants.
I'll be like, wait, y'all recording? If y'all recording,
But I mean, see, but we have street smarts though. I think we just avoid shit like that. Yeah, white people, they think everything. Oh my God, it's an adventure. I want to, you know, they want to off road. Yeah. Like they sell off road vehicles just to white people. Black people don't buy no fucking Jeeps and none of that dumb shit. No.
Give me a Hellcat.
I'm staying in the city with my shit. Yeah.
My Google Maps is recalculating, I'm staying on the road.
Like if you ever looked at those, oh, that's another thing too. I'm so happy we brought this shit up. Why do motherfucking like fast food companies? Why do they like the way they talk to different ethnicities of people? Like McDonald's does this shit, right? Mm. Like, have you heard like a McDonald's commercial in Spanish?
Nah.
You've never seen one of those commercials?
I mean, maybe, but I don't remember. Encanta?
Yeah, those.
Yeah, it's like a Mexican family. Yeah, yeah. They be having abuela in the back, and y'all brought McDonald's back home.
Yeah.
Like, there's a black version of this though, where like they changed the announcer's voice, right? Mm. So like a regular McDonald's commercial is like, get the new 2-piece chicken only at McDonald's. And then a black version of this shit, and I've heard this shit on radio, on TV, it was like, it'll be some dude with like a smooth ass voice,
yeah,
get the new 2-piece McDonald's chicken fry only at McDonald's, y'all. I'm like, what the fuck is this voice? Why can't you just advertise to us regularly? It gotta have a smooth jazz beat in the back. Get the new tangy sauce. At McDonald's.
I knew the voice right away.
Yeah, man. Thank you. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But the thing is, you gotta think about it. These are multi-billion-dollar corporations. So the fact that they do this shit,
yeah,
means it low-key works.
I'm like, how do you advertise for that? Like, if you're,
it works, though.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm like, when you're doing that in the recording booth, yeah, can we just get a little more black, please? Yeah,
but I know why they do that, though. This is true, man. They've done studies. Like, when you buy something as a consumer,
mm-hmm,
they say you're more likely to buy someone that's someone that looks like you.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone that's like you. Yeah, so they teach it. But like, when I was a salesman, they like did a little class.
Uh-huh.
So when I worked in high school, I sold windows.
Yeah.
It's called Illinois Energy.
Uh-huh.
And I used to do that shit, bro. If it was like a, not a race, but I knew this already.
Right.
Subconsciously, I knew it. So if it was like an Indian person to answer, bro, I would start like trying to like mimic them, like, bro.
Nod your head.
Like, yeah, dude, like for reals. And like, you know, it
all here to sell windows.
Chances of selling them,
no, yeah, I agree with that. It's just sometimes like, you know, as
plus,
a
man, that voice sounds hard, bro. Like
that McDonald's.
Yeah, bro.
I know how to do it. Y'all can hire me. Shit. I know how to do it because I've been indoctrinated by years of McDonald's commercials. Now I know how to do the fucking voice.
I know all the items on the menu.
Yeah, next episode, I'm going to do, welcome to On The Run Podcast. We got.
Sounds like a late night jazz station.
Dead ass. If we started this podcast in the 90s, yeah, we would have been on fucking UPN or some shit like that. Dead ass. Like,
Alfredo with afro. Yeah. Fucking disco pants.
Yeah. What the fuck Benji would have been wearing?
Chest hair all out.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shirt deep,
yeah,
as hell. V.
Gold chain and, yeah, shit. Damn. That's crazy, though.
And that's funny. I didn't notice that until you mentioned that.
See? Before. Yeah. No, go on YouTube and you can look up like McDonald's Mexico commercials or whatever. You'll just see like they advertise differently to different groups of people, which is fine. But like, you know, companies like McDonald's and shit, they have that shit down to such a science. I was just like, wow, like that's crazy.
I want to see an England, a British version of it.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Our new Big Mac with beans, tuna, yeah, and cheese.
Beans and tuna.
We got a rat McChicken. Fucking, I don't fucking know.
We got rat soup in the back if you want that too.
Wait, hold on. Do they have? Wait. That's actually. Do they have accents in McDonald's commercials? Like, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got to.
Okay.
Yeah, like the crazy thing is, so when I was in Europe, YouTube knows where you are, right? I guess like from your phone.
Yeah.
So when you watch YouTube in other countries, you'll get ads in their languages and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I've been like in other countries and stuff. You get like an ad, I'll be like, yo, y'all be watching these bum ass ads. Y'all ads don't got shit on American ads.
Yeah.
You know, the American ads, like it's crazy because we have ads for like medicine. They don't ever have ads for like no medical stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll have an ad. Yeah, we'll have an ad for like, get this pill. Side effects may include heart disease, liver attack, brain trauma, yeah,
death.
All the shit you're trying to cure.
Yeah. And then it's like, it'll be like, call now.
Yeah.
And over there, like, they don't got no commercials like that. It'll just be like, I don't know, like just regular stuff.
That alone lets you know that Big Pharma controls a lot of shit.
Or like, mm-hmm, tobacco too. Like here, you get cigarettes, like the box looks like, oh, it's just like a regular box designs and stuff. You go to Europe, the box has a picture
it's
of like
a person's neck with a hole in it.
Or like some black shit. Or like some black ass lungs.
That's so crazy to buy that after you see that picture. You're like, that's kind of tough. And you just fucking pop that shit, like, what the fuck?
Hey, no, it's the same. It's the same shit as like
when you talk about bitch.
The, yeah.
That you'll stop me. Not today.
Yeah, or Mexico has like the little exceso in
the
little black circle stuff now. Motherfuckers don't care nothing about it. Sales gonna continue just like normal.
Shit.
Well, where are some Eritrean snacks though? Because Mexico, we have like certain snacks that you can only find in Mexico. You're like, damn, I miss them.
Shit. You know, let me think. Like Fanta is really good over there because it has like real sugar in it and shit. Mm. But like, you know, since it's a really poor country, I don't think we have like our own brands. We just like import a lot of shit. So like a lot of, because history wise, it got occupied by Italy in like the 30s or whatever. So we eat like a lot of like the same like Italian snacks and like wafers and shit like that and coffee, all that shit. But I can't think of like a snack, like what you're talking, like snacks. Like I know, I don't like mangoes for some, we love mangoes for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, so you guys are Mexican.
They grow out there.
We bet, yeah, exactly. all my best friends are Mexican. Yeah.
Do you guys, is there, since you were occupied by Italy, is there a good pizza over there?
No.
No?
No. I don't even think there's a McDonald's out there or some shit. There's not like chains and friends. I mean, it's been so long. Let me think. Pizza, what was that?
Can we go out there?
We have to use a Mexican passport probably. Do they like Americans over there?
Yeah. They don't be giving a fuck. They treat you good. They be treating us like, oh, that's another thing too. Because I'm Eritrean, but I'm American. If I go back home, yeah. I'm going to get rocks thrown at me and shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, all right, throw a rock at me if you want, motherfucker. Shit. I ain't scary. Yeah.
Mexicans kind of like that, man.
What?
I mean, like, if you're like a Mexican American, bro, yeah. Like, you're like, oh, you're not Mexican. Like, you know, it's not that bad. They won't be throwing rocks at you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, they like.
Yeah, I'm sorry, our example is so extreme. You get assaulted as soon as you go back home and shit.
Damn, is that bad?
Nah, Mexican, we could like flex the blue passport, be like,
yeah.
Like, come in, sir. Come right in.
But isn't that shit like kind of, isn't that shit like in America too as well? Like against Mexican Americans and Mexicans? Like if you're like a lighter skinned Mexican, they, you know what I mean? You get treated differently.
Oh, yeah. We definitely do got that. Yeah.
But why is that? That's so weird to me.
Keep a European in there, man.
Yeah. Idolize the light skin. Yep. Like we got a saying in Mexico, or I think it's like in all his in Latin American countries, but it's called like mejorando la raza. It's like if someone gets married to like a white person, they'll be like, "Oh, you're bettering the race because your kids are gonna be like lighter skin than like you and shit."
Like a white person?
No, like for example, white
skin.
Yeah, like they're still white. Like,
they're
Spanish roots, man. So they got blue eyes, green eyes.
Yeah, we got a lot of that too.
Okay,
certain states have it more than that. Like the northern states have it a lot more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they think they're better than the darker skin.
I think that's just a worldwide thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. That's why I think it's very hypocritical when Mexicans are crying about racism here. It's like, bro, man, come on, man. It's in the old family, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grandmas don't like the darker skin grandkids, man. It's facts, bro. It's just, it's the way it is.
Like that Rosa de Guadalupe episode?
Which one?
Nah, there's like a woman having a kid and he's like darker skin, right? And the girl goes like, "Es negro?"
Like it's like I saw that clip.
I'm like, bro, y'all wild.
And then she explained it. She was like, "Mi es su abuela es negra." I'm like, oh shit, like what the fuck? You know what I mean? Because I don't know Spanish, so I'm listening off context clues. I'm like, oh, your great grandmother was black. Okay, this makes sense. Yeah.
Just look at the Mexican soap operas, man. It's always the lighter skinned ones that are rich. And when they talk about when they're the poor person, it's always the darker skin color.
Or the villain. It'll be like someone like my color and shit.
That's how it is Tyler Perry movies.
It's always
a black dude with a bald head. He's mad. He's always having trouble at work. He hates his wife. Damn. I didn't know it was like that. Yeah.
Oh, Mexico is racist, bro.
Yeah. Man, the whole world's racist.
Yeah.
Also with their own families, too, man. Crazy.
Damn. The Oscars are racist, too.
Everybody.
We were just talking about this yesterday and shit. Like, the Oscars ain't been, because I was asking him, I asked Brandon, like, yesterday after we watched the fight, whatever. I was like, yo, you want to do some content for the Oscars? He was like, bro, I ain't going to lie. I ain't watched none of these movies.
Yeah. When was the Oscars?
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I thought that was the Grammys, man.
No, the Grammys was earlier.
The Oscars. Then.
Yeah, Oscars is tonight. Yeah.
Right. I don't even know what the. I mean, I know what the Oscars is, but I don't. I mean, I don't,
yeah, yeah, we exactly. don't. Yeah, yeah, like I think Adrian Brody is nominated for The Brutalist. I'm like, I don't know.
What is that? Who's Adrian Brody? I don't know.
He's an actor. Oh, right. He's a really famous actor. Yeah.
Yeah, the last time the Oscars made news was when Will Smith.
See, I know that.
Chris Rock. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because like they probably did that on purpose, man. Like.
Low key, yeah, right, shit.
Trying to make like black people look bad, maybe, or
give views to the program, because the Oscars views has always been like,
yeah, that's the thing. People don't care anymore. But like, it's the public opinion that matters now, because now everybody has a voice with social media.
Yeah,
so we're able to blow shit up. Like, it don't matter. Like, it's like Michelin stars, right? Like, people used to care about that shit because they used to be like, oh, only they know good food and shit. But now you got someone like Jose gets 10, 20 million.
That's the Michelin star. Exactly.
I'd rather have that than be in a Michelin book. Fuck the Michelin book.
I'm probably going to lose credibility when people find out I fucking like chicken nuggets, bro.
Yeah.
It's chicken and like, chicken. This guy's opinion?
No, he's going to lose credibility when people find out he likes pizza more than tacos.
I always say that. Oh, shit. I always say that on my lives, man. Yeah. People are like, oh, man, you're a fraud. I like pizza, man. Hey, damn, shit. Man.
You like what you like. But I think that's like kind of wrapping up though, like about social media, like you've probably had this experience. We've all had it, but people gravitate towards relatable content.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like if you're putting real shit out there that people really care about and it's made with care, people are going to respond back to that shit.
100%. Way more than any like mass produced, overproduced, like
super McDonald's black voice. None of that shit.
Yeah, like a Keith Lee will do way better views than that commercial. And he's sitting in his car recording from iPhone.
Yeah.
Because it's authentic.
No production value, no lights, yeah, no nothing, Hollywood
no
bullshit.
No crazy edits, nothing. Yeah. Just
even our shit. I mean, we got, you know, we spent a lot of money on our cameras. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah.
This is a badass studio. Bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah. But even still, it's like, how many people got crazier setups than us? And like,
they ain't hitting on shit. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah. But yeah, man, I want to close out with this though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all have seen it. I want to talk about the Aaron the Plumber crash out.
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen that?
Which one?
Aaron the Plumber.
Nah.
You seen it? I sent it to you.
What is it?
The Ninja Turtle guy.
Yeah.
So there's a backstory. So Aaron the Plumber, originally he hopped onto the scene. Have you seen those viral videos where people do the pop the balloon? It's like a Denny show, and if you don't like the person, you pop the balloon and shit.
Oh yeah.
So he popped out on that. And
I know what you're talking about.
He's like a big swole dude, looks like a turtle.
Yeah.
Right. And he was wilding on the girls, like basically any girl that rejected him.
He got on the ass.
He was like, one girl, he was like, my eyes are up here. What are you looking at? He's like, oh no, I'm looking on the hair on your arms. He's like, the girls I mess with, they don't usually got hair on their arms. And just going crazy, right? So I guess who's the girl whose reality show it is?
The host?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Erica something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but she was a big reality
star. Oh, Erica Mena.
Erica Mena. Erica Mena hosting a reality show, and he's on the show, right? So this dude, Aaron the Plumber, anytime anybody addresses him negatively or disrespects him in any small certain way, this dude will start powering up, bro. Yeah. He'll be like, I don't like the way you're talking to me. And he'll be like, it's all right, bro. No, nothing's going on. He's like, nah, you're going to have to apologize. And like, you just see this dude progress through his fucking power up, right? He'll start ripping off his clothes like he's Bruce Banner and shit. And he just like want to fight everybody, bro. And it's the most hilarious thing ever because he's like such a menace.
Yeah. And he's only like 5'3", so he just he's doing all that crazy shit, powering up. You see his face getting red.
Yeah.
And then what happens is like he'll fight somebody, he'll get his ass whooped, beat. And then you know how like they like on the Real World and shit, they'll cut to like the interview after the shit happened.
Where he's just there in the room.
Yeah, he has mad clips of this shit. Like he's in the room, whatever. He's just looking straight at the camera. I ain't never been a coward. Y'all can't make me fight for nothing. I'm a G though. I'm a G. And it was like, and like his whole eye would be swollen, like he fought Tank.
It was No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, real.
I saw him when he was like dogging on the girl.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's been getting his ass beat for like, it's been like 2 months straight.
He fought like a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
He fought a trans person and they started throwing him shit. And then he was like on the ground. He's like, yeah, I got you though. Nah, the funniest one was at the end when it's the host, Erica Menace, talking to him. And she gives him an eggplant chain for some reason. I don't know what the eggplant. I didn't watch the show.
Yeah.
She gives him an eggplant chain. And then she's like, okay, there you go. Now don't be acting up no more. She like slaps him like down in the face. Mm-hmm. And then you just see this dude smile. And then she's like, go ahead back over there. He's like, just smiling. Yeah. And then she's like, you're not going to make this an issue or you're not going to ruin this moment, are you? And he's like, I absolutely have to. He starts taking his shirt off. And he's like, let's go. Anybody you want to fight, let's go.
I haven't seen this.
Bro, it's the funniest thing ever.
I wonder what she meant by the eggplant. You think she
I don't know.
Probably did something.
That's like, maybe that's like cool. Like when Flavor would be giving the chains back in the day or some shit. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that was hilarious, man. Y'all got anything else? Jose, anything else you want to share with the audience before we close out the episode?
Nah, man. Just other than, I don't know if I can say this, man. But Taquería Buen Pastor, man, they're opening up a new spot on Sunset and Pecos.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You guys got to go, man. I'm telling you, man.
For sure. Let's
go. One of those viral-esque videos.
Shout out to Hector, man. Hector's a good man.
Yeah, he's great, bro.
He's the homie, bro. Awesome, so we'll pull up. Hell yeah. Yeah, let them know where they can find you on social media.
Jose the Taco Guy on all platforms.
For sure.
Yep.
I'm Jose the Taco Guy too. No, I'm joking. Fuck out of here.
Noah the Taco Guy.
Hey, you never know. But no, seriously though, @N2DATK on all your favorite platforms.
Find me on Fredo's Fix, all platforms.
Follow me on Instagram, guys. My personal page is at AKBTG. Follow the Instagram page. It's going to be ontherun.pod. Follow us everywhere, man. YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Everywhere you can find podcasts, this episode is going to be available. Thank you guys so much for another great episode. We'll be back next week for another banger. Peace.